What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Friday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east.
Boo, bitch! Get out the way!
If it isn't that time.
God damn.
Maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network streaming 24-7. Maybe thou hast gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application.
Oh, shit.
Or at... always a crab dive is crabdiving.com.
Dive on this.
I like to fight too. I love Satan and I'm going to suck you dry and I'm going to torture you to death.
God, it's like he said all that shit and
he threw that one in afterwards. Oh,
my God.
Thanks for listening to us. Thanks for downloading us, whatever the hell you, however the fuck you're listening to us. And thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Right. And every time you buy something going through that link, we get a little commission. Yes. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Hello?
I think you're a goldfish.
Look at some of these.
He's crazier now.
Some of these I haven't played. Like, yeah, I'm gonna this weekend. I'm gonna do the whole. I'm gonna eat your ass.
Yeah, see that we're on a different level with this ass eating thing.
Yeah,
I mean before. I mean he was in this Viking phase, right? Earlier, it felt like he was in a Viking thing. Valhalla or whatever the fuck that shit is. That's some Viking shit.
Valhalla,
right?
Valhalla, yeah, yeah.
Sure. And it just seemed very...
Kind of a Viking slash Hawaiian theme.
I wonder if fusion. This dickhead... You know, that's what it is. This dickhead goes home and he watches Netflix. And maybe he was watching the Vikings.
Oh, great series.
Oh, it's incredibly violent, though. And,
sure.
And, you know, he must have loved that part. And that's what we're seeing. And I'm sure if you could... Follow what he binge watches on Netflix or Amazon Prime. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big, fat fucking chunk of. You know, maybe you'd see a correlation in his fits.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think he may be more animated right now because he's...
he has to be, right?
Well, yeah. He's been gelded.
That's... If you... Like, if you have a podcast, the last thing you want to do is not have it available for people to listen to.
Right, somewhere. I mean, that's, yeah, that's besides your own stupid, shitty website where you're selling dick pills and...
Oh, yeah.
Natural dick pills, of course. Right. Horny goat weed.
The difference is with Alex Jones is like...
Low T, guys.
Like, Jim Baker isn't mentally ill like that, you know. Jim Baker is a big old crook. I think Alex Jones is a big old crook, but I also think he's... Just crazy as shit. So I think those two things kind of... You know, he's self-destructive. It's sad.
Yeah, he's out of his fucking mind.
He's a dickhead.
I'll admit it. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm going to buy the bar. I can fix this. And I'm going to think about having to eat my neighbor. I'm going to haul him up by a chain. Shop is
ass up.
Get him, skin him, chop his ass up.
Oh, God. Oh,
fuck, that's funny.
It makes me laugh. My name's Patrick Vile, by the way.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. I think he'd have an InfoWars the musical easily. Easily.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, here's a, it says it's a right. remix.
What is it?
A remix.
Oh.
Your leftist ass like corn on the cob. Yeah. I'm ready. I will eat your ass.
I'll eat your ass.
Your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready. I will eat you. I will eat your ass. My children aren't going hungry. I'll do it. I'll drink your blood. And I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up on a Hollywood back chain? I will eat your leftist ass.
Oh, that's genius. Oh,
Jonathan Mann over at the YouTube is where
congratulations.
That was uploaded to.
God, that's funny, man.
Man.
I will eat your ass. Gosh.
See, that's what, you know, people can do when they're home avoiding the COVID.
You know, in the interest of being fair and balanced, will you play some crazy leftist mashups about cannibalism?
Do we have any?
I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to be fair and balanced.
Did Adam Schiff sometime
get
wistful about munching on some taint or something?
Right. I'm trying to show both sides.
Oh, I see.
I'm trying to show both sides.
Well, Podesta and the spirit dinners.
Oh, right, right. You know, God, reading about his hack in detail is,
he got fucked, man.
Horrific.
Yeah.
You know, and that definitely had an effect on the campaign. He's like, all of a sudden, you said you'd be in meetings and just different staffers' phones would just start ringing over and over again because he had all that information in his goddamn, you know, his email. I guess more of the same this time around, unless... Were you doing anything about that, or what's up with that? Are we protecting ourselves from Russia hacking our election? What's the status?
I'll admit it. I will eat my neighbors. I'm not letting my kids die. I'm just going to be honest. My superpower is being honest. I've extrapolated this out, and I won't have to for a few years since I got food and stuff, but I'm literally looking at my neighbors now and going,
thank you.
I'm ready to hang them up, and gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
Hey, Alex, hey, I'm
that's
your neighbor.
That's the verse. That's what he said. That,
right.
From where the music came from.
Here's what I'll say to Alex. Hey, listen, Alex, I am willing to guarantee you food after you run out of food. And
you will, if he guts you and skins you and hangs you from a hook.
Instead of eating me, what if I offer you food instead?
Shit, well, dude. Then he'll eat you and then take your food.
This is why you need like a UBI.
This is why you spoil.
Oh, right, right. But if we all had a universal basic income, then no one's eating anyone's ass because there's plenty of food to eat.
Unless it's consensual.
Oh, yes. Gosh.
I'll eat my neighbors. See, my superpower is being honest. I'll eat your ass. I will. I'm combat model, optimum self-sufficiency, probably the leader. The point is.
Combat model, optimal self-sufficiency.
God, you know,
combat model.
Oh, shit.
Combat model, optimal self-sufficiency. I can't even say it fast. Self-sufficiency.
You ever see the movie Nighthawks?
Let's put my tooth in. What?
Have you seen Nighthawks with Sylvester Stallone and Billy Dee Williams?
I
can't.
It's
1981.
Oh, I probably did. I can't remember, though.
Wow, but I watched the first 15 minutes of that.
But I might not
last night. You gotta watch. It's on. I found that somewhere. We're all on Netflix.
81,
I mean,
shit.
God, I mean, it's like
I was an infant.
Yeah, yeah. You know, me too. And I think pairing Billy Dee Williams with Sylvester Stallone was a good thing.
It's probably great.
I watched the first 15 minutes, and I watched some horrible movie about a bunch of special forces guys deciding they need to break into a steal gold that's buried underwater. That was kind of stupid, but you know. Anyway, it's just my TV. I wanted to do a TV review before We got too deep into the show. I think that's important. We're all sitting at home.
Faith looking is Friday.
At, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're all sitting at home pretending to believe in Jesus.
We'll sign up for Amazon Prime.
Right. Right.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon and go and sign up from Prime through that shit.
And also, there's another show.
We get a commission.
That I want to watch. And it's about this guy in the 70s that hunts down Nazis and he kills them.
Oh, cool.
That's a great show. Oh, I love that shit. Nazis suck. Fuck Nazis. If anybody else has some recommended shows where Nazis get hunted down, share them with your liberal friends. And just share them. Fuck Nazis.
Over right. at the commie pinko liberal Huff Post.
Yay.
It says, fantasy.
Okay.
Admin vows vaccine at scale. By year's end.
What in the shit does that mean?
A lot of it.
We're not getting anything. We're fucked. Is that what that means?
Well, they're saying even if, you know, we're onto a vaccine, to think that it's going to be at scale by year's end and that hundreds of millions of people are going to be getting vaccinated. He wants it done before the election. It's that simple. He doesn't give a shit about how many people he saves or whatever.
Shit.
Get that vaccine done before November 3rd.
You know what? And listen.
So I can spike the football and say, look, I saved everybody.
So we'll get the vaccine by, the vaccine will be out by November 3rd. And then people will start getting shot up with the vaccine.
Dying from the vaccine on November 4th.
Wait, are you an anti-vaxxer?
No, but a vaccine that hasn't been tested.
Yeah, that's true. But our FDA is loosening things, so that should be okay, right? Aren't they streamlining the process?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
President Donald Trump and his administration confidently proclaimed that the U.S. will be able to distribute a full-scale coronavirus vaccine by the end of the year.
That means we're not getting it. He's lying. That's so disappointing.
Despite most public health experts estimating it could take at least 12 to 18 months, if not longer.
God, so that's 2 years. That's 2 years from when? Now? Are people looking at this now?
Yes.
Is that Bright? What is that Bright dude? What is Rick Bright doing right now? Is he trying
to get his job back? Or I thought he might have. Didn't they order? There was a court order that said you have to give him his position back.
Give it to him. Just do it.
I mean, awkward.
So fucking what? This pandemic is awkward. Do whatever you have to do to get him back.
Here's what I don't understand. Winning matters, and we will deliver by the end of this year a vaccine at scale, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said. Who the fuck cares what the Defense Secretary has to say about this?
Well, I mean, also, you know, when
does that mean they're going to use the...
Yes.
They're going to distribute it by the Army?
Yes.
As an excuse to get the Army... Into, now I'm sounding like Alex Jones.
Well, no, you're not, because...
It's their excuse to get the Army on the soil so that when Trump has to declare martial law because everybody cheated the election that he overwhelmingly loses, he'll be able to mobilize them quickly.
And the bad news is Joe Biden said he's not going to pardon you fuckface. What do you think about... Joe Biden says he's not going to pardon that fuckface.
I hope so.
I saw that. And I would have read the whole article, but I don't have a subscription to the New Yorker, so I couldn't read the whole fucking thing.
Former pharmaceutical executive.
Okay.
Moncef Slaoui? S-L-A-O-U-I? Slaoui?
Slaoui. I bet it's Slaoui.
And Army General Gustav Perna will lead an effort that is already narrowing down vaccine candidates, Trump announced.
Wait, that's great.
It's apprentice vaccine style.
Oh, my God. That's what it is.
Adding that the most promising ones will be used in clinical trials. We're looking to get it done by the end of the year.
Who's getting the rose? They're talking about vaccines like it's The Bachelor. It's disgusting.
Asked that the vaccine would be fully available and not just partially available on an emergency basis, Trump asserted it would be. We're looking for a full vaccine for everyone that wants to get it. Not everyone is going to want to get it, but we're looking at a full vaccine.
But doesn't everyone have to get it so everyone
He's throwing a few spermatozoa in the direction of his waddlers are anti-vaxxers.
They're freedom. They want their fucking freedom.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hate those people right now. I mean, especially the ones that I know on Facebook. You're so fucking stupid, all of you.
Health and Human Services Secretary.
Yes.
Alex Azar suggested the vaccine may be developed under an emergency authorization. Claimed it would be, quote, available for the entire American population by January.
Does anything out of that guy's asshole mouth make you feel good?
Well, it's funny you say that. The next paragraph at the HuffPo. Trump has previously made unfulfilled promises. For example, repeatedly declaring that everyone would be able to access a COVID-19 test. He made this claim as early as March and again 2 days ago.
I'm listening to...
And it ain't true.
Right, yes. And I'm listening to Maddow from last night, and she was explaining how New York is reopening. We aren't doing what they're doing. We're not doing what they're doing. They have criteria. They have the state divided up into territories or whatever the fuck. And to open up, you have to meet a certain criteria. And it's not increasing of the virus. You know, it's not a climbing infection rate. And she made a cum joke.
Who?
Rachel Maddow made a cum joke. I meant to mention this, man. Yes. Who is in? There's something about Mary. Cameron Diaz. She says, and if your curve looks like Cameron Diaz's bangs,
hair?
Bangs in Something About Mary, maybe you shouldn't be opening up. Well, and I'm like,
it's a subtle jizz joke.
Nevertheless, that's a cum joke on the Rachel Maddow
show. I guess so, yeah.
See, if your curve is shaped like Cameron Diaz's bangs,
man,
I mean, that's a cum joke.
I wonder if she wrote that.
I
think she writes a lot of her own scripts.
I mean, she didn't spend a lot of time on it. You know what I mean? She had the joke. She ran in, stab, 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 and got out.
Probably the leader.
God.
The point is have you thought about that yet? Because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up my neighbor? How I'm going to haul him up by a chain and chop his ass up? I'll do it.
This
is the real thing.
It doesn't sound like it's real.
No, this is the actual thing.
That he sounds like he's speaking in
song. Well, that's because you heard the songs.
No, that sounds he sounds bananas. Do it again. Oh, I love it.
Is have you thought about that yet? Because I'm somebody that thought I could fix this, and I'm starting to think about having to eat my neighbors. You think I like sizing up my neighbor, how I'm going to haul him up by a chain and chop his ass up? I'll do it. My children aren't going hungry.
I'll do it. Oh, my God. Hi, Alex. I'm your neighbor. Kind of disturbed by your song, but hey, do you? Yeah. But I have food in my house. And when you think...
Awkward picking up the papers in the morning if you bump into each other in your bathrooms.
And if you think...
Hey, how you doing?
It's just communication. You think I don't have enough food? I'll go pick some shit up. You don't have to eat me or my kids or whatever you're going to do. You don't have to string me up by a chain.
I wonder if anybody actually went out and interviewed one of his neighbors. I would hope somebody did. But it is a really expensive, rich motherfucker neighborhood in Austin.
I mean, they might be as crazy as he is. I mean, you know, do you have anything to say about your neighbor, Alex Jones? I love him. He's great. I'm a big fan. I have all the colloidal silver flavors.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is that the White House is claiming, totally have widespread vaccine ready by the end of the year.
Oh, that's great news, though.
We'll see.
You know Robex juices? You know Robex?
Yeah, sure.
Do they have colloidal silver? No, they don't have colloidal silver. Smoothie?
One of the boosts you can get? Can I get a colloidal boost, please?
That sounds like, I mean, I don't know.
Over to the Drudge Report.
Yay.
Ivanka covered. I guess Ivanka was out somewhere and she wore a mask.
Yay! Good job, Ivanka. Good job. Did you violate the emoluments while you were out there? Any other corruption?
Ivanka wears a mask on factory tours, says she covers up so the president doesn't have to.
The president still has to. That makes no sense.
I don't want to be around my daddy and have to wear a mask.
Well, now wait. When you have to wear a mask. That's weird.
That's what she's saying. She doesn't want to have to risk exposing daddykins.
But what about daddykins hurting others by giving them shit? I mean, there's a chance Trump could be carrying this shit, right? I mean, he does get tested, I guess, but
yeah, like every day. Knowing him,
but he's
probably
getting
a couple times a day.
But he's getting tested a fuck ton.
There was an intern sniffling in the hallway. Get me a test.
It's not how we conduct those.
So that's it. She was somewhere. I don't know where the fuck she was. Oh, the president's senior advisor.
Ooh.
They refer to her
God,
as.
Imagine.
President's senior advisor.
What's her name? What's Hillary's daughter's name? Chelsea. Imagine senior advisor Chelsea Clinton. They would lose their shit.
Well, the slight difference, Chelsea Clinton
is a lawyer,
has
right?
an advanced degree in international affairs, I thought.
And I'm sorry to say this. It is not a fucking dumb fuck. Banker.
Right.
What the fuck? Not to be an asshole, but where did she graduate from? Yale or something? Does she have some sort of super duper corporate background that makes her extremely talented that we need her services in the White House?
I went to Trump University.
Did she really?
No. she was at Coastal Sunbelt Produce's distribution center in Laurel, Maryland.
Yay, Ivanker.
She visited while workers were assembling boxes of food as part of the Farmers to Families food box program.
Right.
Well, we approve of that.
That's good.
I think this is where they're organizing, instead of the farmers, throwing shit out.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting it to people that need it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Wow. It was a novel idea.
Right, of course. I mean, we really need to get those 3D printers they had in Next Generation where it's like you could just print up an acorn squash.
But then what does that tell you about our whole system? When you've got few large companies that handle the distribution, they go tits up and our food chain is broken. How about having a lot of small companies, a lot of single truck drivers that go and pick it up where it's needed and take it to where it's it to the places where
but
it's
you
needed.
Know, man, even that, which makes a lot of sense, and it seems like what things will end up being like if you don't have universal health care, none of that shit kind of matters is what we're finding out. I mean, we don't know who's sick out there.
Right.
You don't know if you're sick.
I will eat your ass.
Oh, God.
That's why I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first.
I laughed over something. What did he say? That's what I want the globalists to know.
I want the globalists to know. I will eat your ass first. When my babies come into the equation, I will cook your ass up so fast. And I'll tell them, oh, I killed a cow out back, baby. Here it is, because my babies ain't going to die for your crap, your failure. I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Oh, my God. That's so God.
I know we played this before. But
I know,
man,
it's
kind of evergreen.
Why corn on the cob? Why?
I don't know.
These leftists, I tell you. Wow.
Your leftist ass.
He's already got it figured out. He's going to say, what's with the dead thing in the back? Is that a person? That's a cow. Right? I'm going to tell you, it's a cow, but here's some meat, baby. That's what he said.
So there's
that's some weird shit, dude.
For some reason, that's the headline over the Drudge Report. Well, they're giving shit to Trump because, look, even Ivanka's wearing a mask when she goes out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
God. Retail sales plunge. Well, duh.
Right. You want me to go to a store?
Factory production lowest. Well, duh.
Yes. We have a pandemic.
Right.
Up in this bitch. And it's significant, right?
Right.
How many people are going to die from this shit?
It's raping everybody up in here.
Oh, my God. That is, what song is that? That's,
gonna find, that's,
the guy.
Antoine Dodson.
Yeah.
The guy
he's
who's
climbing
saying,
in your windows.
Yeah,
he's
right.
He's something your people
hide your
love.
Kids. Hide your wife.
He's raping everybody up in here. Google it. It's funny.
So those are the headlines over at the at the Drudge.
Good job, guys. Good job.
Here's
everyone.
Another one. Here's one you'll like.
Okay.
Beaches will open on Memorial Day weekend in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Why? Why? How could that happen?
Governor Cuomo announced it.
Oh, damn, dude. Don't do today, that. Don't do that.
During his daily press briefing.
He must have rules or something.
I mean, but he did say he's... local officials have the option to close them if they want.
Oh, dude, don't let these local officials do that. Just close them.
You know what?
Just close
them. Which areas do you think are going to open up?
I generally like everything he's done. I don't know about this. And again, I don't know what the numbers are at those beaches, but why open them up on Memorial Day? It's Memorial Day.
Right.
Did you get your hair cut today?
It's baffling. Me?
Yeah.
Do I look like I got my hair cut today? No.
I didn't get my hair cut either. Why not? You can. You can, though, leftist.
Yeah.
Our governor says you can. Don't you trust him?
I'll have to see what measures Sports Clips is taking.
Yeah. What could they take? There's no measures.
Well, I mean, I went to the dentist.
That's different. Oh, my God, that's different.
Well, I'm just saying. It's
very different.
There were measures taken.
Yeah, you're at the dentist who is not to shit on anybody here, but God, you're doing a medical thing in a medical environment with people that know medical shit. When you get your hair cut, I mean, that's why it's kind of unreasonable to have salons open, because at a salon, we're not a temp. We don't work at a salon, I'd say we, but... You're not equipped to handle a fucking pandemic, right?
Right.
I don't know. I don't cut hair. I mean, is that something you're expected to contend with? Like smallpox or some shit? Well, back in the day, a barber would, though, right? The barber used to be the surgery guy.
Bloodletter.
Surgeon.
Yeah. And Sweeney Todd.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was a serial killer.
Right.
Right.
I'll barbecue your ass flat. What? I will eat you. I'll drink your blood. You understand that?
What?
I will hang your ass up and cut you into cutlets like a filet mignon and grill your ass before I watch my daughters starve to death. You know?
Jeez. Okay. Boy, I tell you what. I don't know. His psychiatrist... Maybe needs to up something, right? He needs something. He needs a little something. Should he be medicated?
I think he is.
Differently?
Oh, yeah.
Starved to death. You know, let me tell you something right now. I swear to God, if it's the last thing I do, I'm going to get my hands around your throat.
You know, I bet, I would say Alex Jones, you know, there's similarities between old fat Elvis and Alex Jones, I would think.
Okay.
Didn't Elvis? He was crazy. He was nuts. Elvis was nuts, right? I mean, Elvis would say
breaking clip.
Okay. We got to do
breaking
this.
News.
Right.
Not breaking. It happened a little while ago.
We're going to interrupt this comparison between fat old Elvis and current Alex Jones.
They call it the super duper missile. And I heard the other night 17 times faster than what they have right now than you.
if you voted for him.
On.
If you voted for him, you are a
come on.
Head. The super duper. What is he talking about? Is that fake? You got a super duper missile, bitch?
Very much, I appreciate it. We're building right now incredible military equipment at a level that nobody's ever seen before. We have no choice. We have to do it with the adversaries we have out there. We have, I call it the super duper missile. And I heard the other night 17 times faster than what they have right now. Then you take the fastest missile we have right now. You've heard Russia has 5 times and China's working on 5 or 6 times. We have one 17 times. And
our president calls it the super duper missile.
What is that?
Oh,
like,
my fucking Christ.
The super duper missile.
I call it the super duper missile.
You know, I mean,
holy crap.
Very funny, but you know, just think about I just feel like
we're so fucked.
I feel like some countries, like,
we're so fucked.
Are they begging us to totally fuck them up with this guy? I mean, are we not vulnerable? I mean, listen to this guy talking about the super duper missile.
Oh, I know.
He sounds so fucking super duper stupid. Super duper missile. Oh, is this his press conference?
Fucking shit.
Is that his press conference?
He's in the Oval. I don't know what.
My mom said he said some crazy shit.
Maybe that's what she's talking about.
I don't know. Super duper missile.
Space Force unveiled its service flag, which looks an awful lot like the Star Trek logo.
Right. He's getting that today. And have you seen the Space Force recruitment video?
No.
Okay, I watched that. I'm joining. It looks like fun. But isn't it NASA? That's what I don't understand. I mean, like, this seems like NASA to me. I guess it's NASA, but you're going to go shoot laser guns.
Oh, gets a visual. I'm sorry. They're holding the flag, and Trump's like, "You stay there." Then he walks around behind the army dude or whatever, Space Force dude, who's standing there holding this new flag. Yeah. Walks around behind the guy. And then looks at the cameras and puts on that giant smile.
Oh, my God.
Look how happy I am.
Is he crazy, man?
Look.
You know, the thing about Space Force is, I don't care how this is organized. And it's kind of crazy because I feel like it's going to be modeled after Starfleet.
No, it's not.
But yes. Oh, I see. It's going to be more like Star Wars, yeah. Right? It's going to be more like the Empire. You're right. Is it true? Bill Barr's face is the Death Star.
I call it the super duper missile.
Holy fuck. Oh my God. The super duper missile.
With a straight face.
He doesn't think he sounds stupid as shit or anything like that. He doesn't have a moment where he's like, imagine if Obama said the super duper missile. Why are you talking
I can't imagine that.
Why is he talking about the super duper missile right now? He should be talking about the motherfucking super duper vaccine. Which, God.
They flooded the sidewalk on Jericho Turnpike in Commack. Hundreds of Long Islanders sick of the shutdown, demanding that New York get back to work.
Businesses need to reopen. People are losing their livelihood. Who is King Cuomo to tell business owner that he can't be open or that you have to wear a mask when you walk into his store?
The rally, organized by a group called the Setauket Patriots, a right-wing organization that supports President Trump. It's the...
That probably is run by a Russian operative.
Yeah, wait. Are you saying some Russian operative is able to get one over on whatever idiot we just heard from?
Yeah.
King Cuomo.
What's with King Cuomo saying we can't go back to work?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you something. Do not make King Cuomo will walk you through the safety matrix whenever you fucking want. He does it all the time. If a reporter asks a question about masks or some shit like that, he always goes through the same thing. He's like, I'm at home. I'm not outside. I don't need to wear a mask. I go outside. Is there a reasonable, will I be around other people? Then I wear a mask. I'm walking my dog. Does my dog need a mask? And he makes that joke.
Right-wing organization that supports President Trump. It's the second demonstration that's been held at this location in the last 2 weeks. Back on May 1st, many people were seen ignoring social distancing and refusing to wear masks, while Suffolk police looked on. This time around, Suffolk police showed up in much larger numbers. They also put up these barriers near the sidewalk and talked to protesters about social distancing. But once the rally really got started, some of the rules went out the window. Many protesters directing their anger right at the news media. some of them trying to prevent me from filing this report on Facebook Live and repeatedly invading my personal space.
I think you need to back away from me.
No, I got hydroxychloroquine. I'm fine.
I'm just standing here. This guy will not get away from me.
Yeah.
Can you back away?
No.
The demonstrators came from all over Long Island, and some Comac residents tell us they don't agree with the protests.
The protest doesn't represent all of Comac.
But like it or not.
Well, duh. The smart ones are in back at home. These are organized. This is bullshit.
And this is true across the board, right?
These are organized, and we've had stories where right-wing super PACs are funding this bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, and
they're firing these assholes up. They're trying to recreate the Tea Party movement again.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know, what is the point of it? The point is just to
make sure Trump wins.
Yeah. Have more chaos in America. They want to make it worse.
Right.
It's like Russia has a department of making life worse in America.
Well, I think Trump's a believer. I think he really thinks that it's not that bad. And that if people just open up, if we just open up businesses.
I see that.
The economy will get better, and then my approval rating will go up, and I win again.
But
there's tons of reports saying that he's losing his fucking tiny little pea brain over the fact that he may get his ass kicked in November.
Yeah, because if you listen to someone that believes like Trump does that this isn't so bad, then you feel like they're uninformed, right? But they watch Fox, and they're not going to listen to, you know, anything in the New York Times because it's fake news, but they'll watch some fucking YouTube video, or they'll read some goddamn blog where there's no links out to anything reputable.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
A black delivery driver in Oklahoma City.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Did you see this?
Yeah. It's insane.
Had just delivered an appliance to a customer in a gated community when, as he was exiting, two white motherfuckers, it doesn't say that here.
Yeah,
I'm editorializing.
That's correct.
Blocked him in with a vehicle and interrogated him about why he was there.
I'm delivering shit. It's my job.
Why cannot they be arrested for kidnapping?
Yeah, or unlawful, whatever the fuck. Yes, I don't know. They should be. You can't do that.
My name's David Stewart.
I don't care what your name is. Get out the way. No, it's none of your business. And I asked, it is not.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You the mayor of the cul-de-sac?
Yeah, I'm front of the
cul-de-sac. Okay.
These are private streets.
And apparently you need a gate code to get in here, right? So how did I get in here? It was none of your business. I'm going out. That's where I'm going, but you're in my way. So then move out the way then.
I'm not moving.
Did you hear? He says, I think he says, I'm the homeowners association president.
So?
What the?
That doesn't give you the power of arrest.
Oh, are you judge, jury, and executioner? I swear to God, dude, you see this story and.
So why could this? I'm not advocating violence. But why could this this driver not beat the shit out of this fucker for unlawfully
you're not allowed to. It'd be defense, right?
Detaining him.
Your self-defense.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, tell me where you're going.
All you have to do is tell me where you're going.
Tell you shit,
and that's part of the problem with the racist scumfuck in this country is you'll see comments that say, well, all he had to do was answer a question or two.
No, you didn't have to do that.
No, he doesn't. Every white man does not have authority over every black man
and the
in
people
this town,
that say that,
in this country.
The people that say that, I would like them to put themselves in the situation of the delivery driver. They would be like, fuck yourself. I don't have to tell you shit. Right. My freedom. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah, dude.
But it wouldn't have happened.
Right, because this is racism.
Because if it's a white delivery driver.
Yeah, yeah. This is straight up racism.
Yeah, tell me where you're going.
I don't know, somebody put it to music, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know
I
if that's
like,
completely necessary.
Yeah.
How do I make a wrong turn into a gated
neighborhood? Or that was his music playing.
Right. Oh, that might have been. The guy's having a nice day.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, tell me where you're going.
How do I make a wrong turn into a gated neighborhood? I need to have a gate code in order.
So this is the other white guy. Did you make a wrong turn into the neighborhood?
God, Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
You know, man, I'm sorry. This is Trump's America. This is, do you know what I mean? Like, these people are emboldened. They feel like they're taking their country back. And God forbid there's a delivery driver that's not white. What did they think? This guy was casing houses or something?
Black people are like, welcome to the last 150 years.
Oh, my God.
This ain't new to them.
Right. And imagine when people didn't have, you know, iPhones, you could film this shit and send it to the cloud.
Well, they would have dragged him out of the truck and killed him.
Oh, yeah.
And said he attacked them.
Like, if this were the 70s? Yeah. Or the 80s?
Let me see if it's real music.
I'm trying to leave. And I got super neighborhood, the super neighbor over here blocking me in. So I'm going live. This is what I'm dealing with right now.
And that's always smart. Go live.
Yep.
Because the popo have been known to
seize your phone
for evidence and then delete your videos if there's videos of them.
You know, it's fucked up.
Committing any misconduct.
I bet cops know how to do that. I bet they know their way around an iPhone.
Well, but the thing is, unless they really know what they're doing and they use they download apps to wipe it. There are ways of retrieve. It's like a hard drive.
Right.
There are ways of retrieving it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it doesn't necessarily write over the videos.
Yeah.
They probably delete it and they don't touch it again.
Right.
And there are ways you can get back that data.
Yeah.
You know, it just the file allocation table just tells it.
I mean,
it just says, hey, you can use this shit next time. It doesn't go through and erase everything.
Right, right. I'm sure you could run across a particularly evil cop that might know that whole situation. Maybe. I don't know.
But not most of these.
Yeah, yeah. These
fucking assholes who are doing this. So there have been cases where people have retrieved their phones and then gotten their video back, and the police have been fired or arrested for misconduct.
Yeah, because you can't take a citizen's phone and delete.
Destroy evidence.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And then the citizen gets to sue that cop, right? Civilly?
Yeah, yeah. There was another one not too long ago. Another cop caught on cell phone dropping a baggie of crack.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
On someone.
Oops.
Like, next to someone that they were arguing.
I think it was caught on his body cam, right?
No, it was a citizen.
Oh, okay.
With a cell phone. Anyway, that's... God, these guys are fucking assholes.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is answer my question.
Homeowner Association...
No, I don't. Right.
President says it all, doesn't it? What a dickhead. I'm sure he's lovely to deal with.
Fast forward.
What's his name? Dave Stewart?
That's none of your business. Yet again. It sure as hell is. It sure as hell is it. I'm not in the wrong. I don't know who this is. What's your name?
No, this is our street. This is private street.
Uh-huh. Just so you know, more than you two guys live on this street, too. And you're not the only ones with gated with goat codes.
You're warning us what?
I'm not warning nobody.
That's what you said.
Gosh, these guys are so fucking stupid. That's what you say.
He threatened us. That Negro threatened us.
I think that guy's name is Dave Stewart. I'm Dave Stewart. I'm Dave Stewart, Homeowner Association. I'm white. God. What a fuckhead.
So there you go.
Jesus Christ, guys.
Ugh. Trump's America.
Does it ever occur to people like that just to, I don't know. What did he saw? He's like, look at that black guy in the car. I'm going to go fuck with him. Like those guys in Georgia did. Is that what he was thinking?
What are you stealing out of there?
God, dickhead.
And he's in a truck. I mean, it's.
What the fuck? And by the way, Dave Stewart, do you think your dumb fucking homeowner association presidential ass is going to fucking head off some heist that might be going down in your stupid fucking neighborhood anyway? Does he really? The delivery driver, you pile of fuckface.
So there we go.
Not a great
week. I don't know how this ended up. Let me see.
Not a great week for racism.
I mean, I'm sure they called the police, right? They're white.
Yeah. I mean, I would have called the police if I'm the delivery driver.
No, he should have called the police.
Yeah, because you don't know these guys. You don't know that those white dudes don't have guns.
Oh, my God. They held them up for an hour.
That is so fucking fucked up. I mean, these guys should go to jail, right?
He refused to divulge his information and didn't feel that he wanted to share his customers' personal information. He doesn't have to tell right. them who got something delivered.
Well, he's in the right there. He doesn't have to say. He doesn't have to say. He owes these people 0.
The customer finally emerged
zero.
And talked to the guy.
Yeah.
To Dave Stewart. And said, and then they moved.
God, imagine. Dave, that guy just delivered me something, you fucking asshole. I wonder if he yelled at him. I hope he yelled at him. Uh-oh, is the you know what here?
It's a bird.
Oh, okay. Calm down, intern. She's on alert. Thank you. Thank you for guarding us.
It's clear Stewart's actions were racially motivated. In his Facebook post, Miller referred to Stewart as a white supremacist racist and the newest overt self-proclaimed defender of white flight spaces.
We got us a goddamn motherfucking gated neighborhood. What in the fuck is he doing here? I mean, that gated...
No, he can sue the fuck out of him.
Yes. Why? Because he was illegally detained or whatever?
I don't know why he didn't call the police, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
he did, and it just took a long time for the police to show.
Well, dude, but here's why you don't call the cops, because you're black.
He is black, yeah. You shouldn't call the cops, I guess, when you're black.
I mean, what
do you think?
They'll
default to arresting him.
I mean, imagine cops roll up. It's a gated community. Who knows what the police is... I mean, look at the murder of Ahmaud Arbery.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those guys, it took a month because of their connections with the cops.
America.
This is our street. Fucking ignorant motherfucker.
What have you got to lose? Black people, what have you got to lose?
Who do you think's voting for Trump in that clip you just played?
Oh my God, is this real?
Was it The Onion?
There was an unsigned note left at an Ahmaud Arbery memorial.
Okay.
That said, Ahmaud, I'm so sorry. I should have stopped them. I'm so sorry.
What does that mean? I mean,
we don't know. But the attorney for the family. Now it's to know who left the note. Is this a witness? Is this somebody who knew that they were premeditating violence?
I should have stopped them. God. Maybe it's the guy who filmed it.
No, he got arrested, I thought.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The filmer.
Because he didn't come forward with his video. It was leaked. Somebody else leaked it.
I believe it was leaked, yeah. But there's no racism in America,
no.
Ryan.
Oh, yeah,
it's racist of you to even bring that up. What's wrong with you?
I'm virtue signaling. I can't help it. I did it in politics.
So we make fun of these Q loons.
Oh, my gosh.
All the time. But I screen capped and saved.
Is this nuts?
This is batshit.
There's just so much
and
Q
this
shit.
This is scary batshit.
Okay. This Q thing isn't even real.
None of it.
Yeah.
And just the most convoluted, bizarre twists of logic one could even remotely ever try to think of.
I mean, with the Bible, you could say, well, here, with Jesus and all that shit, that bullshit, you could say, well, here's a book where it all came from. You know, that's what they say.
Yeah.
But with Q, what is the source material?
8chan or 4chan, some anonymous asshole posting on 4chan.
Great.
So fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to.
And we've even seen like, tweets, but so you know, this to. QAnon shit is not is it's kind of a movement, right? Because we've even seen law enforcement with like little QAnon badges on their uniforms, right? Was there some cop in Texas that had a QAnon?
Florida.
Yeah, it was Florida, not Texas. Oh, good. Great, guys. That's nice.
Florida.
Yay.
So proud of our...
Right.
Our wonderful nation here.
Oh, yes. By the way, the first storm that might be named in hurricane season is coming up the Gulf. I think it's going to be a tropical storm, so not too bad.
Excellent. Thoughts and prayers.
For us.
I'm trying to find the actual... tweets that I was referring to, but
I am looking for the twats. Nice.
No, Trump is
damn.
The Q thing is are people that believe that Donald Trump is any moment now going to haul off Obama and Clapper and especially all the black ones.
That's what he talked about in his press conference today was Obamagate, Schittler. That's why it was crazy, I think.
Here we go.
Okay.
This is from The Punisher.
Oh, shit, yes.
Which is a Q loon that has been around for a long time, like 50,000 followers.
Oh, God. On what?
On Twitter.
Okay. Punisher.
Dear Mr. President Donald Trump, if you see this, please understand that I know that there is a plan and things are happening and that it is not my timeline. I understand that defeating the enemy will take time, for they have penetrated every tentacle of government.
Oh, my God. Every tentacle.
So, no small task, I'm aware. However, you and the team are very well aware about this plandemic.
Oh, God.
Because we can uncover everything in minutes. As I also understand, you have a plan for that as well. However, many great patriots I have met in this movement are getting their livelihood stripped away from
yes,
all caps, obvious plandemic. Plandemic.
You know who doesn't like that term? Healthcare workers.
That's allowed to happen. Why? I understand optics. But this is people's lives. So I guess Q believes that this virus is all part of the plan.
Right.
And it's a cover-up. Remember, some of them think it's a cover-up.
Yes.
For this lockdown, which is going to allow Trump to impose military rule.
Okay.
And arrest all of us.
So that is worth it, right? That to them, that they will give up their freedom as
long... Well, they're starting to get a little antsy, though.
Okay. They're impatient.
I understand optics, but this is people's lives, to which we lost many, not to CV-19. And for what reasons? I'd really love an answer. Knowing many people look to me for answers.
To the Punisher? The fake Punisher or whatever the fuck he is? Who's looking to you for answers, wacko? You're delusional.
Knowing many people look to me for answers because I've been involved in this movement since day one. But what do I tell them when they lose everything they have? Trust the plan? It's already over for them at that point. They want freedom, and that's being taken away! Exclamation point.
Oh, God. Okay.
I urge you to do something soon, for if not, you'll not be able to control the patriots, and they'll take things into their own hands.
Oh, God.
The people have had, all caps, enough! This bullshit charade is over with. The people are not willing to sit by and sacrifice their freedom for false security. I fully respect you, Mr. President. However, I swore an oath to defend all enemies, foreign and domestic, and as of now, the enemy is within. I will not patiently wait by while our citizens suffer at the hands of tyrannical elites who feel they have the right to rule over us. I'll wait for your response.
Oh, God.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Oh.
Semper Fi.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Right. Okay. I think everybody needs to calm down. And stay the fuck at home if you can, and wear a mask, and, you know, and this Punisher guy needs a lithium smoothie.
Crazy.
He's, is that a Russian guy? just being, you know,
this guy's been around for a long time.
The Cube farm in Russia just probably
you know, the ratio of following to followers doesn't seem to really fit. I mean, it seems like I was looking through his timeline. Yeah. It looks like it's like real responses and answers, and he retweets shit.
Yeah. I really don't think we're appreciating how dangerous these domestic terrorists can be, like people like this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we focus on, you know, people like brown terrorists. And I think we need to focus on white terrorists because, or American terrorists or whatever this is, because these people are nuts. You know what I mean? They're fucking crazy. And they have guns and they're emboldened and they're showing up at the fucking, I mean, I know they're not representative of a large swath of the country, but motherfucker, they're showing up at these government buildings with guns. And what are you looking at?
You know, just a few days ago, Governor Newsom here in California ordered all of LA continue their lockdown until late July, early August. Well, you know what? Fuck you, Gavin Newsom. Eat a bowl of hot steaming pile of dicks. And now we're hearing that the mayor of LA is ordering all citizens, they must have a mask on every time they step outside. What the fuck is going on?
It's a pandemic.
Most of America is starting to open up slowly, and yet California is dwindling. We're shutting everything down. This is no longer a battle between left and right, Democrat, Republican. This is a fight between us and them, Americans. This is a fight between us and the deep state. And you can call me a conspiracy theorist all you want.
Okay, done.
Who is this again?
I don't know.
Some fuckhead.
This is somebody the Punisher retweeted.
Oh, my God. Listen, shame on you in California. You have an adult in charge. You have adults in charge that are trying to do the right thing. That they're actually working in your interest. They're trying to not get you sick. We don't have that here. You should appreciate it, you fuckstick.
I call it the super duper missile.
Oh my God.
This is who they're fervently defending.
Oh my, he's so stupid though.
But there's powers behind our government that are desperate to get Donald Trump out of office. And he's been fighting for us in the White House ever since he's been inaugurated.
Oh God. They believe it. Dickhead. He's been fighting for us. It's a fucking cult, man. It's that
MAGA
simple.
MAGA death cult.
This guy needs to listen to Howard Stern. Would Trump have you at Mar-a-Lago, you fuck?
Fuck no. Any of these people at any of these protests.
Ivanka would be laying down cellophane wrap anywhere you might sit in her apartment.
I mean, in fact, it's not that he wouldn't like you. Of course he wouldn't like you. What's to like? He wouldn't like you. He would be disgusted by you. He would look at you as a person that has germs. And he doesn't want to touch you.
Oh, just in case you're wondering, middle-aged white guy.
Oh, boy.
I know you're shocked by this.
God, you dumb dickheads.
In 2016. But I have a feeling he's even in the dark right now, and he doesn't know who to trust. And Donald Trump has dirt on all these powerful motherfuckers. And he's trying to take them down, but he needs our help.
He's trying to take them down, but he needs our help.
Is he raising
what does that
money?
Mean?
Is he about to flash, like, send money to this organization? Or is he like, let's go out and do stuff?
And I know a lot of us, especially conservative voices, have been censored on social media.
Oh, God.
I have. I know Candace Owens has.
Candace Owens.
Who is
because
this?
She said something anti-Semitic, she got put in Twitter jail.
Yeah, and it's Twitter. A guy owns it. And Facebook. A guy owns it. It's not your right. You know what I mean?
Woods gets censored all the time on Twitter, but that tells me something. They're fucking scared because we're on to you guys. But we got to keep battling, guys. We got to keep fighting together. I'm scared for my kids' future when they go back to school.
Oh,
same here, dude.
I'm scared for your kids also. Holy shit.
My daddy's cuckoo bananas.
Yeah.
But we got to keep battling, guys. We got to keep fighting together. I'm scared for my kids' future. When they go back to school, I'm hearing rumblings that they're going to have to take a vaccine and get a microchip. Well, fuck that. Not on my watch.
Oh, getting...
God.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Not on my ill-informed, God, dumb just, fucking right-wing nut job racist ass watch.
It's almost
not on my watch.
Physically painful.
Oh,
the stupidity
God.
That's just radiating.
I don't know. You know, this poor guy has this poor child. I mean, that's just criminal.
Rumblings that they're going to have to take a vaccine and get a microchip. Well, fuck that. Not on my watch.
Fuck
the Constitution
that shit.
Was made for the American people to fight back the tyranny of an oppressive government. And that's what we have right now, an oppressive government.
Okay, we'll agree on that.
So let's band together, guys. Let's quit fighting amongst each other. Because if we don't, we're falling into the trap that the deep state wants us to fall into.
Donald, is he for state. Donald Trump?
Oh, yeah. We have to help him, he said.
Wait, Donald Trump is in charge. The Republicans have the Senate.
But the deep state is the deep state.
The deep state ain't doing shit. You know what I mean? There's just no deep state. Maybe there is, and that would be great news. It would be great news, and it would make sense. If I was watching a movie, I would be like, where is the deep state?
Holy shit. This guy's retweeting some scary shit. How much longer before we become the plan? Our country's going to hell in a handbasket. Donald Trump allowing this to happen is a bad look. Fuck optics. Give us our liberty back before we take it by force.
Can't you just go out? I mean,
so this is it. He is going to desert these assholes.
Yes. And then what? See,
and he's going to try to slither off.
Yeah.
Not give a fuck about these people. And we're going to have these lunatics unleashed.
So let me understand. Donald Trump leaves office. Fuck tons of corona. Right. Fuck tons. And now he pissed off all these mentally ill lunatics that he riled up. You know, he called them out of the woods. But see, I've always kind of thought that maybe if he loses, they just go back into the woods and they're done.
It warrants, well, me anyways, because I'm not technologically savvy. My name's Dr. Cordy Williams, and we're doing some lives. We're in front of the Capitol where there is riot police. They just arrested Pastor Tim. They arrested the Freedom Angels, arrested like 13 people.
And took kids.
They took kids. They billy club people. Guys, this is like disgusting. I mean, like, I'm just mortified at the constitutional infringements. And before I got on this live, I had to say about, I was very un-Christian, I'll just put it that way. I probably said like 5,000 F-bombs because I can't believe, I'm embarrassed to be an American right now.
Me too.
I said 5,000 F-bombs. Boy, I got a big stiff Woody. Was he talking about they were out there, let me guess. They were defying
California.
They were defying social distancing guidelines.
They're protesting the shutdowns.
Yeah. Okay. And they got arrested.
Yep.
Because they weren't wearing masks or some shit like that.
Why are California and Washington citizens not revolting right now on these policies that are being implemented? All caps. It is time to fight back on these draconian measures.
God, my friends in California feel differently. I chat with people in California all the time. I don't see, no one's complaining about wearing masks. They're in a pandemic, you fucks.
To them, throughout history, there has always been more slaves than masters. God. What happens when the slaves have had enough? History has a habit with two B's, like rabbit. History has a habit of repeating itself.
A what? A habit?
Habibit.
Okay. Is that it?
That's that tweet.
Great. I like that one. That's a good one.
These people are fucking crazy.
Yeah. You know, they are. What is it, though? Why?
Do as they say. Live in fear. Live with depression. Live with anxiety. Live with confusion. Live with illness. Live with negativity. They feed off all of the above. Are you going to change this? Second American Revolution.
Well, who's feeding off me? But who am I feeding off of? Or what is
the
happening?
Deep state and the liberals.
Oh, shit, yes. You know, is this a California thing?
This shit is crazy, man.
You know, these, because they were playing clips from California, right?
That one was, yeah.
God, you just forget, like, I forget how, I mean, Orange County is pretty shitty. You know, there's some fucking dickheads there.
So then the Punisher got pummeled by hardcore Q loons who were like, you should be trusting the plan. Trust the Messiah Trump. He's a genius. You shouldn't be questioning him.
Why?
He even said, he tweeted, so I'm bombarded with DMs with negative comments simply because I'm thinking for myself. All because I question the narrative? Is this what the movement has evolved to? All for thinking for myself? WTH.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm just listening to this, and I'm like, no
this
one.
Is these vermin just yeah, turn on yeah. each other. Yeah.
No one has guns, right?
What do you mean?
In this protest, and
I
no
don't
guns.
Think that one oh, had good, a lot of guns.
Good. Because that's when I hear these Q-loons, you know, blathering on about what the fuck ever. All I think is like, oh, they've all have Uzis or some shit like that.
We're here because we understand it. It's not acceptable, right? Economic suicide is not acceptable. We understand that people understand that this disease.
Oh, by the way, I think there were. I saw a tweet that Trump was outside somewhere today.
Oh yeah,
and. Today or yesterday, and he was speaking, and they were like in a city somewhere, and then people started honking their horns like within a couple of blocks, and he got so pissed that he finally just went inside.
Oh wow!
Like I think there were people protesting him honking.
Yeah,
the car
yeah.
Horns,
the people don't like him.
He's not beloved.
No, he's killing people. You know, he really. I feel like.
And the old people, he's losing them in the polls, man.
How many deaths? I don't know what the number is today, but it's huge. It's like, you know, in the mid 80,000s or something. And a lot of that is because he.
Oh, it was truckers. And Trump thought they were for him, but then he found out they were protesting him.
Okay. Well, geez.
This is our distress call to the commander in chief to address the problems we're facing. See? Truckers that loved him are now like, hey,
and what that means,
we don't have jobs.
What that means is they need an aid package. It's not bullshit. Mm-hmm. And Mitch the bitch, cocaine Mitch fuck, said no more aid. He says, we don't need it right now.
Right.
Is he crazy? I mean, that's not true. People do need that aid so they can stay inside.
Timothy Oliphant has been cast in season 2 of The Mandalorian.
Okay.
That's awesome.
How are you doing that, though? Is he a Boba Fett?
What do you mean, how are you doing that?
I mean, how are they doing that with, in this pandemic? How are you going to shoot a movie?
Oh, I don't know. Well, they were already shooting season 2, but oh, I don't okay. know. Maybe they're doing it in, you know, right. A lot of it's shot in green screen in studios and shit.
You know
so
what?
I don't know.
I'm getting Timothy Oliphant. Is not the guy from Firefly. Timothy Oliphant is a dude from Deadwood. And getting my white guys mixed up. Yes. Right? Okay.
Yeah, the sheriff from Deadwood.
Right. Oh, okay. Well, that'll
Justified.
Be good. Boy, I tell you what, the other guy would be great as the Mandalorian. He's funny. Don't you think?
Which guy?
The guy, the other guy, I'm getting mixed up with the lead from Firefly.
Oh, yeah. It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Jesus.
I know we haven't been faithless enough yet.
Oh, shit, yes.
We'll work on that.
Right.
It's implied, though.
Yeah, and it's hard, you know, of course, always bitch about religion. There's nothing in the sky, but this pandemic, this coronavirus has taken up a lot of podcasting space. I'm sorry.
We do have... a little a dilly moment if you're if you're so inclined.
Oh shit. It's a good clip day. Some crazy mother well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, well here I'm just gonna let it run. Here's okay. Brendan Dilly.
Fuck you.
Life coach. So you know.
Is it a subscription thing? It's like, do I have Brendan Dilly on retainer? It's like, Brendan, I want you to be my life coach. He's like, $500 up front, I get 6 months.
FaceTimes with you like twice a week. All right, I'm gonna give you some goalposts. To meet,
some
and you're gonna have to do this. Yeah. Then you know,
so there's different levels.
On Tuesday, we'll do this, on Thursday, Tuesday and Thursday
yeah,
at 4.
Yeah. Are there different levels of intimacy with the plan? Like,
well, cha-ching.
Oh yeah, interesting.
This is we might need background here.
Okay.
A reporter. Oh, this was that guy. The clip that I just played was that Long Island reporter.
Oh, okay.
Who was verbally harassed, abused, and threatened while covering the right wing protest.
Oh, God, what a horrible thing to have to cover, man.
Now, here is Dilly's reaction to that reporter being treated badly.
Uh oh.
How do you think Dilly feels?
Come on, you fucking pussy.
I love it. Shit felt good. And you know...
I love it. Shit felt good.
What a fuckhead.
What an asshole. What a fucking asshole.
I love it. Shit felt good. And you know what? It should feel good. That's exactly what you do. Every time you see him, don't be in awe. Hey, is that the guy from TV? Fuck him. Yeah, it is the guy from TV. Get your phone out. Hit record. Fuck you, fake news.
Oh, boy.
There you Thank go. You, life
you
coach.
You really got him right.
Thank you, life coach. My life coach told me to record me telling you to fuck off in your fake news. He said that would make me happy.
$50.
That would fulfill me. Oh, okay.
For that advice.
Fake news. Enemy of the people. Every time. Every fucking time. All of them. All the time. Every time. You understand me?
Yeah.
You recognize your governor? You recognize some fucking asshole from the governor's office or one of your politicians for your local community? You see him in public? You know he's doing a shit job? Let him have it. Let him fucking have it. None of them should be able to walk down the street without hearing it from you. Every single one of them should.
Meanwhile, I'll bet we could go back and find clips of him being mad at libs for being nasty to a conservative politician.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Oh, are you saying life coach Brendan Dilley can dish it out, but he can't take it?
Like when Sarah Huckabee was tossed out of that restaurant because they were God. Like, we're not serving you here.
Oh, God, I forgot she was a thing for a while.
None of them should be able to walk down the street without hearing it from you. Every single one of them should be hearing it. We fucking hate you. Because you know what? The truth is this. We hate them just as much as they fucking hate us. If not more. Okay. Come on. Yes. Debate me on that one. You guys all know it's...
We can't.
How do you argue with him?
Come on. Debate me on that one. You guys all know it's true. You don't like them. You don't like fake news. You don't want to get along with them. Fuck them. You hate them just as much as you think they hate you. Guaranteed. You just let them have it every single time. No more fucking playing nice. No more
playing. You've been playing nice?
I was just trying to think about
this.
Holy
shit.
If he was talking about Republican politicians.
Yeah.
I don't know that I have a big argument here. I mean, you know. If you see Lindsey Graham, tell him to fuck off. Fuck him. He hates you. Trump hates you. Fuck that motherfucker. Take out your phone. I fucking hate you. You fucking suck. See, I don't know. Is he? But he's not. He's talking about Democrats.
And the media.
Yes. Well, okay. Okay.
Just as much as you think they hate you. Guaranteed. You just let them have it every single time. No more fucking playing nice. No more manners. I'm just a good little
You're
American. That's
nice.
Not appropriate. Fuck them.
I've seen clips. Have you watched clips from these stay-at-home protests?
Yeah, they're horrible people.
Wait, no, they're playing nice.
Oh, yeah.
They're playing nice. I brought my gun. I'm playing nice. I brought my gun?
Oh, there you go, everybody.
You know, the thing about the stay at home, I mean, those clips were amazing from him. I mean, geez. But the stay at home thing is like, don't you think a governor, the last thing a governor ever wants to do or a president is to say when they're in charge, hey, guys, we're in a pandemic. No one wants that. And no one wants to say we have to shut the economy down and stay inside. It's the only way we can survive this. That's no one's wet dream unless you're a crazy person.
Right.
What about that? Is that not a point that falls? They don't care about that or that's not a consider. No one thinks like they're not thinking like that. But that why not?
The thinking.
But that it really doesn't make sense. Why in
well,
the fuck?
Of course.
Why in the fuck, if Brian Kemp could open up Atlanta, Georgia, 100% and
right.
everything going without filling up the ICU beds, he would, right?
Right.
Because he wants to have a good economy. Nobody is, why? I just don't understand. I don't understand what they think. What would be the reason for the cover up or the,
oops.
I don't know. This makes no sense.
Good news.
Okay.
The Arizona Attorney General's office is now actively pursuing collection efforts against Jacob Wall.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Right-wing social media provocateur.
Oh,
they refer to him as.
God, why do they do that for him? I mean, it's that makes him sound like he's not a complete bag of shit, which he is.
Who, towards a over $38,000 in fines from a 2016 investment fraud ruling against him, has paid absolutely nothing.
Damn! Why? Why, though? That's weird.
The Attorney General's office says they're actively pursuing collection efforts. Mr. Wall has not paid anything since the matter was sent to the Attorney General's office for collections. Given his indictment that last year, I would venture that any available funds are going to pay his criminal defense counsel.
Okay. Jeez. Why does he keep doing these stupid stunts then? I mean, if he's not...
Because they're crazy. They're cartoon villains.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. They really are. It's like Batman villains, but without the charm or something.
Right.
Yeah.
The 22-year-old Wall, who has achieved a modest measure of media infamy.
Yes.
This is Salon. With a series of hapless attempts to fabricate smears of sexual impropriety against Democratic elected officials and other public figures, like former special counsel Robert Mueller, Anthony Fauci, Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Jeez.
Remember, she was in a BDSM relationship with a
sailor, with a
25-year-old Marine.
Come on. I love that story just because who plays Warren on SNL? Pretty funny. The impersonation is just fucked up, but it's like, picture her like hitting on some guy. I'm sorry, I can't, it's a horrible thing to say, and I just can't imagine Elizabeth Warren in a sexual context. Kate McKinnon, right? She should do that and do this sketch where Elizabeth Warren picks up a Marine. I think that's funny.
You know, none of them should be able to walk down the street without hearing it from you. Every single one of them should be hearing it. We fucking hate you. We fucking hate you. We fucking hate you.
We fucking hate you.
I yelled at some rollerbladers once, though. I did. There were so many of them out there together. It was wild. I was like, hey, I said, go home. But I had to, you know, I forgot that I have one window that doesn't work in my car. And...
Oh, no.
I had to roll that window to yell. I was like, fuck.
Gonna ruin some of the gravitas.
Makes you feel like a fucking asshole. You know? God, whoever invented power windows, if you're listening to this podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, the podcasting application, go fuck yourself. I hate that. Power windows suck. Hey, congratulations. You have something that is going to break before you're finished using this car, unless you're rich or something, right?
Yeah.
Power windows suck.
Appleton, Wisconsin.
Yay. Oh, I've been there, Pat, for the Butterfest.
The owner of a hair salon has filed a federal lawsuit against the state's Safer at Home order.
My freedom!
Saying it violates her First Amendment rights to freedom of religion because hers is a faith-based hair salon.
Oh. Ah, shit, yes. What does that mean?
She argues that her business is part hair salon, part ministry.
Jesus tells me what haircut I get.
The lawsuit states that there are spiritual references throughout the salon.
Ooh.
And that the owner believes that she is there to share her faith with others through her work at Kingdom Cuts with a K. Cuts with a K.
Who goes to this place? God, who goes to this place?
Earlier this month, Appleton police Popo were called to the Kingdom Cuts.
Yes.
And informed the owner that she was in violation of the Safer at Home orders and could face fines, God, loss of license, or criminal charges. Her suit claims it violates your First Amendment to rights to religion, freedom, and speech.
Maybe humanity is just not the thing for the universe, because it's just all people have to do is not go out and spread this shit. I mean, that's all we have is the shelter in place, right? That's all. And he can't do that.
Probably be moot now because the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, those assholes, said open it up.
Right.
So it probably doesn't matter anymore.
Jeez, it just feels like this pandemic thing isn't going well for us, and it feels like the virus is doing better.
Yeah.
Is the president, like, does the virus have the PP tape? Is that what's going on, and the president is afraid to?
We still have another poll that says the majority of white evangelicals still trust Donald Trump for the coronavirus.
What's wrong with you? It's a cult, though. It's a cult. This is some Jim Jones shit.
Yes.
You don't want to get the coronavirus, right? You don't. You know who looks like the coronavirus? Rick Scott. I mean, if you look at him and you imagine if the coronavirus was a person, it would look like Rick Scott, our senator. God. Blood.
Oh, God. If you ever want to watch a terrifying documentary, watch Jesus Camp.
Oh, I've seen that.
Terrifying.
Oh, my God.
Well, Becky Fisher, the Christian preacher, best known for her role, in the terrifying 2006 documentary, Jesus Camp.
That was a big deal.
She runs a ministry for children where she brainwashes them into thinking they have supernatural powers. This was yesterday, reading from Friendly Atheist.
Yes.
She's participated in an event last night called hashtag The Groan.
Oh, God.
Seriously.
The what?
Groan, like G-R-O-A-N.
Okay. God, these people are so fucking weird.
A promotional video. Well, here you go.
God.
Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would baptize me with your power, that you would baptize me with your Holy Spirit, that you would baptize me with fire so that I can work with you, that I can do your will on this earth, that I can flow in the Holy Ghost to do signs, wonders, and miracles. And I thank you for it, God, right now. Okay, boys and girls, here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Talk it. Speak it. Let it out of your mouth.
Oh, it's so creepy. Then they're showing these kids in a classroom and they're crying and they're falling on the ground and they're doing the shabalaba booga.
She's making people crazy.
Yeah, watch that video,
crazy,
man. You've seen it. Watch that video out there, folks. Jesus Camp. I mean, it's a horror film and it's a documentary.
Is that from Jesus Camp?
No, that's what she's doing. She did this last night.
Those people are so close to each other.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That, and by the way, I mean, I'm not trying to compliment anyone here, but that was, that's some good tongue speaking comparatively. I mean, I don't know. What's his face have a jet? Why does she not have a jet?
I mean,
because I think her tongue speaking is better than his. You know, I'm talking about the guy that spit COVID-19. What's his name?
Kenneth Copeland.
Yeah. I mean, he's great. Don't get me wrong. But this person is better. I'm sorry. How does it not?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
When you try to speak in tongues, when I do it, it always is like, but I always goes back like, I always end up going like the end.
Today I'm interviewing a 20-year veteran missionary from South America, Michelle Triplett Wellborn, who trains slum kids to do signs, wonders, and miracles through the power of Jesus' name.
And what kinds of things did you learn?
We learned how to operate in the supernatural. We learned how to believe God, that everything was possible. I remember seeing my first miracle. I was 15. The first miracle that just stands out in my mind And I was at a deaf mute school, and the Lord just said, if you put them in a circle and get them to say the name of Jesus, I will heal them.
Whoa.
And
I think, come on. Wait, what? This music that is accompanying this, what is this music?
I don't believe it's credited here.
I would say ASCAP needs to, because that music's good.
If Kids just, Ministry
yeah, that,
on the YouTube
yeah,
is this.
They're stealing music, though.
Kids because, in Ministry International. It's this creepy brainwashing they do to kids.
Yeah.
Slum kids, she said, in Africa. Slum kids. You know, the little black ones.
I'm teaching them how to operate in the supernatural.
To say the name of Jesus. I will heal them.
Whoa.
And I kept thinking, how do I do that? How do I tell them to get in the circle and say Jesus? But I remember doing that, and I remember seeing about 9 deaf mutes begin to say Jesus. And for me, that was like, oh, my word.
Wow.
No, mute. You said deaf.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's...
They're not necessarily mute when they're deaf.
Well... You know, and this is
in
also,
fact, they're frequently not mute when they're deaf.
But also, this person has some freedom to operate in the scientific world.
She's working in the supernatural.
So, right. But what you're saying isn't in the supernatural world. And not to dwell on this, but this music, someone really, they're stealing good music, and it's insane. I know this.
How do you know she doesn't have a Beats machine?
This is not a Beats machine. That's good. Don't listen to it. It's good music. It's somebody's like. It's like somebody's contemporary jazz shit they lifted. Shame on you, fuckheads.
Man, that was
pissed off.
Father God, I ask. Three.
Now, this
go. Kohora shidi kelebele kiando kohora jala kalabala buruburu shida. Lingo kohora bidibidibidibiri shondo kohora badada. Lingo hora zila kalabala buruburu shoda. Don't be afraid.
These are the kids in Africa that she's.
Laba laba laba. This sucks, though. Her speaking in tongues. Listen to these sounds. Now she's phoning it in. All of a sudden, she's phoning it the fuck in.
I thought you liked her a couple of minutes ago.
You know, upon further review,
everybody's a critic.
Yeah. Well, we hear a lot of
the Holy
this
Spirit,
shit.
Man.
Don't
blame her.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, there really should have awards for this. I mean, if everyone does it, then why can't we have a speaking in tongues? Why is it that not a category on the Grammys? Why?
Maybe you should petition the Grammy committee.
Right. Boy, I tell you, these award shows are going to be weird when they're like, you're going to be like seeing Robert De Niro on Zoom sitting at his house. It might be better. Maybe it's better.
We've got my home state of Illinois.
Yay!
A pastor.
Yes. They have Jesus up there. In Chicago, they have Jesus? I thought they got rid of Jesus.
Christian Ionescu.
Okay.
Is a corona-defying pastor from Chicago.
Corona-defying. What does that mean?
Believes that his youth in Romania, where he grew up under communist dictator Nicolae Ceausescu.
Yes.
Has made him an expert in detecting tyranny. He's basically saying what happened with the Communist Party and the religious violations in Romania is the same as what's happening now with the COVID lockdown.
Okay. See, now I think we are having similar things go on in this country that, I don't know, it feels like we could turn into Hungary. Or some other scary little country. We're scary.
When I hear about shutting churches down without consent, without communication, without dialogue, sounds like the same playbook the communists used.
Well,
we've been sentenced to death. Not by a firing squad, not by lethal injection, certainly not in the electric chair. It's more sinister. It is not by closing down the church. It is by keeping people away from it and from each other.
That's funny as shit. It's not that who you, okay, the way I understand it, it's because of the number of people in the church. It's not that you're talking to someone in the sky. It's a lot of bodies in the same place, and everyone's slathering all over each other.
Well, right. And it's gross. Concerts are also shut down.
I mean,
no one's anti-music.
Right. And if a bunch of leftist atheists got together in a building and started to eat each other's ass, that would also be illegal.
Again, depending.
What do you mean?
Like literally eating?
Well, how many? Yeah. Well, I think both per the Department of Health in New York, right? Didn't they say that, like, you can't do rim jobs? They, like, it's like, they're just, they really did.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I will eat your ass.
You can't, though. According to the Department of Health in New York, you're not allowed to. Well, you shouldn't. They're advising against it because of corona.
Oh, God, Tommy Lauren.
Yay. She's horrible.
She got owned. She tweeted a couple days ago, to the pro-eternal shutdown cheerleaders, when your favorite government pals start canceling pride parades, we better not hear a peep out of you.
Well, I saw this shit. What a bitch.
To which Samantha Ruddy responded, I was one of the announcers for the New York City Pride Parade, and when it was canceled, we said okay and dealt with it like fucking grown-ups because we care about our community. Sorry you can't go to your gun gender reveal or whatever it is you're upset about.
What? How could Tommy Lauren be so stupid to say that, though? You're right.
Can't believe you asked that question.
I'm sorry, but that is so stupid. That is so stupid.
She's a moron.
That really shows you, like...
And really, what happens to her when the Trump goes away and all the Vichy Republicans pretend they didn't like him?
Yeah.
And all that. What do people like, what happens to people like her?
Nothing. I don't know.
What's her career going
to
be?
Well, I think Tommy Lauren will be able to...
She's a YouTube asshole.
Yeah. I think Tommy Lauren will find something to do. Well, where she will make money, you know. I think we'll still have stupid people.
The CDC tracks 12 different forecasting models of possible COVID-19 deaths in the United States.
Models. I want to do my model joke.
Recent forecast models show an increase in deaths in the coming weeks. Cumulative total exceeding 100,000 by June 1st.
Oh, God. Holy shit. It's May 15th. It's fucking insane. The people proliferating the plandemic videos and all this other shit, when you share that, you really should be ashamed of yourself. I mean, all these people are dead. It's.
Yeah. Have we forgotten, by the way? The Aaron Rupar tweeted, remember 2 weeks ago when the White House was using a model put together by one of its economists that predicted absurdly that American deaths would be zero by May 15th?
Right. That's today. How many deaths?
And I said, if there were zero deaths today from the COVID, I would vote for Trump.
Okay. So how many deaths today are zero?
We'll find out tomorrow.
Right. I mean, we could look at
Stay tuned.
We could look and see how many deaths are today. But
it's not reported yet. I thought they don't.
Oh, I don't know.
Like if it's up to today, we can see what yesterday's was.
Did Florida ever clear that up?
Clear up
the thing where they weren't reporting.
Virus? Oh, no, they're trying to hide it more. Deaths. They're trying to change the. Well, Trump's CDC. They're trying to get the state, not the CDC, but the Trump administration is trying to get the states to change their reporting standards.
Okay. Oh, I see.
And it will end up being less deaths because of it. They don't want to. If somebody had the COVID and was put on a ventilator for COVID, but they died of a heart attack, they don't want that to count.
It's a very odd thing. It's like people here want to be just safe enough. You never want to, don't you want to err on the side of caution with this? Wouldn't you, I would rather, wouldn't you rather one of, what's up?
Florida cases, 2 days to 3 days ago. Well, wait, this is the 13th. So 2 days ago, 798 new cases. Yesterday, 812 new cases.
Okay.
That's more.
Okay.
It went up.
So I'm glad you explained that that's more. Why? Why is that more?
Math.
Okay. Thank you. Good.
682 here in Escambia.
That's more.
Canty. 20 deaths now.
I mean, how many hospitalized does it say?
Hospitalizations, 57.
Shit.
But that's, that has an asterisk next to it. So they're not fully sure if that, you know, the people in the nursing homes wouldn't be counted as being hospitalized.
Right. But does that number include the nursing homes?
I would think not.
So the number, your number was it 680?
No, the 57.
Oh, okay.
The hospitalized, I'm talking about.
Yeah. You're right. There's no way it includes the nursing homes because we know there were 87 people or whatever the number ended up being at this one place near us. Shit.
So there you go. And Trump is going to claim victory, anything under 2 mil.
People are saying, why am I seeing people here saying the numbers are trending downward? I'm seeing that on social media. I mean, are they just wrong or?
Where are the numbers trending downward? In Florida? They're absolutely not.
Maybe they're looking at the model with New York figured in as a whole, like, you know.
The whole United States, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I don't know, why would you consider the number? I would be concerned about the localized numbers with this, right?
Well, and it's creeping into rural areas.
Yeah.
And they're going to be fucked because of how the Republicans have killed rural health care.
Yeah.
And the evil right. capitalists.
Right. I mean, it's just, there's no way. They're just lying to us. Trump is lying. They don't give a fuck.
We did those couple stories yesterday of people battling each other at these rallies.
No shit.
Where even the assholes are now turning on each other. But also just to show what vermin these people are, this is a guy, an ice cream shop owner in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Who was on the CNN the other day.
Right.
He described how customers went berserk on him and his teenage employees.
Okay.
Because he shut down his store finally. Because they refused to use safe distancing and other pandemic rules. He was trying to enforce.
He was being responsible.
Right.
Because he feels a responsibility for the safety of his customers. Well, they're in his fucking business, of course.
He was overwhelmed by customers who ended up abusing his employees when he decided to shut down.
They're being assholes.
He said, we had everything planned. I worked closely with the National Association for Protocols. I talked to different owners at ice cream shops around the world in our Facebook group. I pretty much took all the best precautions and I thought I had a good plan. Everything was going well. People were ordering online at least an hour ahead. But by 5 o'clock or so, a group of people pulled in a space about 40 minutes and my 50 spot parking lot was full and we only were expecting 20 at that particular time. All the wheels fell off the bus because we couldn't produce that much product to get out the door in a timely enough fashion.
God.
People started to get agitated. We had curbside pickup. Some people would get out of their car and we were like, please get back in your car. We don't have ice cream.
God, what a fucking nightmare.
We were supposed to close at 8, but the last customer finally got served at 9:30. The young lady who had been outside came in and said, can I go home instead of cleaning up inside? I said, of course, you've done enough. She went home. 20 minutes later, she texted me and said she resigned. Because of how customers treated her.
Yeah.
And what happened and how people were talking to her.
And they were in her distance, right? They were in her space.
He said, you can't broadcast a language. I mean, F-bombs were flying all over the place.
Jeez. How nice.
He said, one of our employees was called the C-word. A teenage girl.
God, guys, you're going to get ice cream. You're going to get ice cream, you fucking babies. See, this is why America can't open up. It just can't, man.
Because we're assholes
like this. These entitled fuckheads with their guns. Oh, their guns, their giant cars and all their shit. Oh, I got to have ice cream right now. I got to get my hair cut. I got to go to the gym. I got to. Virus didn't give a fuck about you and your white fucking privilege, dick face.
Right. How about rolling up your sleeves and helping the poor beleaguered ice cream person?
Or, hey,
I'm not doing anything right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a little bit of ice cream. I'll help you serve.
Right. Or just
pay me an ice cream.
Or just order the shit online. Do it the way you're supposed to. And do the curb pickup the way you're supposed to. And you have to know that shit is going to take longer. I mean, it's an adjustment. I don't know what it's like to run a restaurant, but all of a sudden, imagine, how do you operate a restaurant if they say to you, you can only operate at 25% capacity? Or it's only takeout all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, you have to switch how you're handling that shit. Shouldn't we have some patience? I mean, people are working in this shit. And you know they shouldn't be. That's the thing. They shouldn't be. People shouldn't be going out and getting fucking ice cream at this place.
We've got a, well, what's this?
Ooh, yeah.
That's great.
Oh, that's the White House.
Hello. I want to thank you for
those are the truckers protesting Trump.
Hello. Who is that person? He's like, hello.
I don't know who she is. Somebody Trump.
Hello.
Head speaking, I guess.
Why'd the intern look at me? What are you looking at me about?
I don't know.
She's looking at the birds now.
Incredible military equipment at a level that nobody's ever seen before. We have no choice. We have to do it with the adversaries we have out there. We have, I call it the super duper missile.
I call it the super duper missile.
Oh, and here's how concerned the president is about the 86,000 plus people who have lost their lives.
Okay.
Very few people are, you know, we read about all of the very sad, very tragic. I've lost friends. Many of us have lost friends. We read about that.
Meanwhile, Lawrence O'Donnell bravely took a side to Trump's asshole and said, about this bullshit about him losing friends. He said he did the same thing on 9/11. I lost hundreds of friends. Remember he said that before?
Yeah.
I lost hundreds of friends. He attended 0.0 9/11 funerals.
Right. And he, you know, he hasn't seen any victims of this. He's not meeting anyone.
No.
I mean,
well, there was one, they said, one of his golf buddies,
right.
Like one old dude that he played golf with.
Yeah.
Did succumb. But
and
you
I
know.
Get, you can't like,
he doesn't have empathy.
He doesn't
you
care.
Know. Oh, he died. All right.
Lost friends. We read about that.
Can I ever tell you how many times I beat him at golf?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's
or like, do you remember who died? Was it Aretha Franklin died?
Oh, yeah.
And he
I hired her. Yeah.
God.
Friends. Many of us have lost friends. We read about that and we see that.
Fauci. Fauci's in the background. Fauci wearing a mask. Fauci just has his head down. Just his head down.
And that's what the news covers. But a very, very small, that's a very small percentage. It's a very, very small percentage. I say it all the time. It's a tiny percentage
of deaths.
Holy fuck.
It's a small percentage.
Imagine.
It's a tiny percentage.
This guy doesn't give a fuck.
A very small percentage. It's a very, very small percentage. I say it all the time. It's a tiny percentage. The vast
fuck
majority.
You.
Many people don't even know they have it. They have it, or they have sniffles, or they have a very minor sign, and they recover. Not only recover, they probably have immunity, whether it's short-term, long-term, but they have probably immunity.
Fauci just, his shoulders just slumped.
But that's not true what he's saying.
Well, we don't know.
But they have probably immunity, and I think people have to understand that. That's why I think the schools should be back in the fall. I think that lots of things should happen. I don't think that you should have.
Fauci just wiped his brow. Those are the horns protesting.
Amazing.
70-year-old teachers back yet? They should wait till everything is gone. I don't think you should have a professor that's 65 and has diabetes or has a bad heart back necessarily, or somebody that's older than that. But we want to see our schools back. We want.
But he wants Congress to come back. He's yelling at Nancy for not having the House back.
Why?
Even though Moscow Mitch called back the Senate, all those old fucks of the Senate.
Just to nominate some fuckers, right, for this dickhead, right?
To see our country start to work again. We created the greatest economy in the history of the world. And we're going to do it again. And you're going to see that next year. And it's going to start. You'll start to see it in the fourth quarter, maybe even before that. Yeah.
Are you at all?
Things will be much better next year. Because you won't be president anymore, motherfucker.
God, I mean, it, you know, yeah, it. They better be, though. I mean, what else? I mean, yes.
It can't get worse?
Oh, my God. I would hope so, Donald. I would hope so! But, yeah, they can get worse, though. They absolutely can get worse. I think that's the problem we have with this guy, is that a lot of things that have happened, you can't imagine. But I think in America, you know, it can get worse.
We have a few minutes left here on the big show.
Jeebus. What's Jesus doing right now? I mean, has he been paying attention?
Here's another Deanna Lorraine clip, the one who ran against Pelosi. Oh,
okay.
We'll see what she's Boy. Got to say.
I decided to launch a podcast and write a book. So I'm almost done with my book. It's Fighting Nancy Pelosi, 21 Lessons I Learned Fighting Nancy Pelosi in the Swamp. And I will be talking about all the good, bad, and the ugly of...
We'll see that in Twitter, on Trump's tweet. There's a great book out, Deanna Lorraine, Fighting Nancy, all about how crooked Nancy is.
I mean, you know, we're in the middle of this pandemic, and do you really want to see... this person in government rather than Nancy Pelosi? That's crazy.
Right Wing Watch points out that she received less than 2% of the vote when she...
Okay. Now, that's not much.
That's not a lot.
Jeez, boy.
Fighting Nancy Pelosi, 21 Lessons I Learned Fighting Nancy Pelosi in the Swamp. And I will be talking about all the good, bad, and the ugly of what happened running my campaign and what happens, you know, fighting the swamp and what I went through fighting Nancy Pelosi. And that will be out about by July 1st.
Ooh. You know, does Nancy Pelosi know her? We're all do you waiting. Think? I mean, I'm just
she
not.
Probably
not,
knows the name.
Well,
I mean,
well, does she? I mean, because she got how much?
2% less. Than
2%. That's a fucking loss. I mean, that's like 98% to 2%. Right? I mean, that's in the 90s.
Well, there were other candidates, but yeah.
Something like that. Boy, that is just not great. Gee, a lot of room for improvement, though.
That might have been in the primary.
Yeah.
That might have been, she might have lost out to other Republicans. Oh, okay. Another Republican by that much.
Oh, okay. Jeez. But still, a lot to improve with that campaign, though, right? A lot, you can go up. You can only go up.
Sure.
I mean, you're 2%. I mean... You can go down a little.
Oh boy.
I have a plan to prevent the spread. If you reopen.
We do. We have a great plan to prevent the spread, but that doesn't mean we're going to close our country for 5 years. Okay, not going to happen.
In the schools, go ahead.
The current death toll is about 86,000.
At current, it's about 86,000. Yes.
Do you think that's accurate, or do you think it's higher than that?
Or lower than that. I don't know. Those are the numbers that are being reported. I assume they're correct. Unlike other countries, I mean, you have some countries, obviously, you have some that are very obviously ridiculous, but our numbers are accurate numbers. We don't do anything with the numbers one way or the other. Whatever it is, that's what we do. We take the numbers as reported. Okay?
Any indication that they could be lower than that?
Oh, I don't know. If they were, I'd be very happy if they were lower. I'd like to see numbers lower. I'd like to see no death at all. One death is too many. This should have never happened. This came from China. It should have been stopped in China before it got out to the world. We have 186. It's been updated this morning. 186 countries are affected. And each country that's affected is the same thing. Russia now is badly affected. France is badly affected. You look at what...
the horns... are fucking hilarious in the background.
Oh my God. I mean, it's this is the craziest press conference.
Oh no.
Bottom of it, and I think we'll be able to do that.
President, the Indian American community is appreciating your help in fighting the vaccine coronavirus. What is your message to those 4 million Indian Americans here?
Indian Americans, what is your message to Indian Americans here?
No, geez.
What is your message to those 4 million Indian Americans here?
So India has been so great, and as you know, your prime minister has been a very good friend of mine. I just got back a short while ago from India recently, and we're working very much with India, too. And we have a tremendous Indian population in the United States, and many of the people that you're talking about are working on the vaccine, too. Great scientists and researchers. Yeah, we're working very closely also with India. Correct. And say hello to your prime minister.
He said Indian Americans.
Yeah, yeah. He, oh my God.
Say hello to your prime minister. What do you have to say to Indian Americans? Say hello to your prime minister.
You know what he has to say? Nothing. He's dumb as shit.
I love your Slurpees.
That is amazing. That is amazing. Right.
Yeah.
That racist motherfucker.
I used to go to a 7-Eleven. I love your Slurpees.
And does he say that? Okay. Does he say that we have Indian doctors working on the vaccine? Yeah. Why?
A lot of your doctors.
But why?
Because all you Indians are real smart and doctors.
Is that why? Because
of course that's why he said that.
So fucking sad. Oh, it's sad.
I went to the lab and I saw a lot of you brown guys running around.
Give it up for the leader of the free world, everybody. Holy shit. He's the Indian guy. Meanwhile, those horns are going off. I mean, it is spectacular. Is there more?
So, standing there, the scene is Esper and Azar. I don't know why. Again, yeah. Esper is there, the defense secretary. It's Trump at Hello. The podium. Right. On one side, he's flanked by Esper and Azar. None of them wearing masks. Behind them are Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx, both wearing masks.
The two scientists.
Yes.
Are they wearing masks?
Yes.
Don't those people want to say, hey guys, put on your motherfucking masks? Why don't they say that? I mean, doesn't Fauci know?
You can't tell Trump what to do.
Bullshit. He's been around forever. Fauci has been around forever. He can't go to him and say, listen, you just got here. Welcome to the mm-hmm. party. Put a mask on, you bitch.
Did you see Trump did a interview on Fox?
Yeah. No, oh, God.
With Maria Bartiromo.
Oh, shit, yes.
And it was a hard-hitting interview.
Ooh, yeah.
Here's how she starts to wrap up the interview.
Oh, God.
Really, really hard-hitting journalistic question here. We're going to pray.
Mr. President, this is toward the end of your first term as president, and this entire term has been dominated by resistance. You've gotten so much done. Tax legislation, I mean, international things, so much done. And yet, FBI takedown effort, pushback on all of your Supreme Court judges, a complete drama around Brett Kavanaugh, the Democrats in Congress attacking your call with the Ukraine leader, then an impeachment trial.
Over nothing. Over absolutely
and
nothing.
And you keep, I've never seen anybody to take a punch and get right back up and keep punching. I mean, where does this resilience come from that you keep getting things done in the face of all of this?
A lot of people have asked me that question. Rush Limbaugh said, I heard him the other day. He said, I've never met a man that could take this much punishment and still be a great president. So what I've done is more than any other president. You take the first 3 years, we've done more tax cuts, regulations. We've done more than
tax
cuts will give you.
We've done. Why is he bragging about taking rules away from corporations that they have to follow so they're not harmful to us?
Because then you make more profit.
But, you know. Then the planet gets fucked up, right? I mean,
actually, George Conway tweeted that link, and he said, "What's left for SNL to do after this skit?"
Nothing, not a fucking thing.
I mean, she should have just blown him off. She should have just blown him.
I guess,
forget the fucking around with it. Just blow him. Push Lindsay out of the way.
But then she said, when she says, like, they came at you because of the Ukraine call. Well, I would say.
Right, right.
Why do we know about a thing called the Ukraine call? Why was it of note?
Oh, it was perfect. There was nothing wrong with it.
You broke. This guy is.
Hard-hitting journalism. From
yeah,
Maria
thanks.
Bartiromo.
They really should. In Canada, Fox isn't allowed to be called news over there, right?
Yeah, there was a thing for a while where they were put in the entertainment section as opposed to the news section.
Why don't we do that? Is this Fox News?
Where you put them, I think.
God, I think in hell.
We don't really have that kind of thing, do we?
Yeah. The Home Shopping Network. These are real. I mean, they're just vile. I just. Fox has done a lot to fuck us up, you know?
Yesterday he said the health workers are heroes. It's beautiful to watch them running into death.
No,
did
it's
you hear that
not.
One? Yeah.
No.
Trump horrifies health workers
God.
By saying it's beautiful to watch them running into death.
But they're not firefighters, man. I mean, it's like if you're going in to work in a hospital, I guess there's always a risk of catching something, right? Yeah. You're in a hospital, but still, it shouldn't feel like you're risking your life. There should be some perceived level of safety that you can. You shouldn't run out of masks.
Yeah.
None of this is reasonable or acceptable.
So there was a column at the Bulwark. I mean, the Bulwark is a conservative rag.
I've read some articles out of that, and they give me fucking
and
nightmares, man.
I hope this is true.
Yeah.
Though. Their theory is that as Trump's numbers are plummeting and it's just not looking good for him in
right.
all the polls and everything,
right.
they're convinced that Brad Parscale is scamming Trump.
To what end? Just to make money? To
Yeah, scamming him. To make millions off of him. There was one article I saw, this guy's driving a Ferrari. He was like an IT guy. Four
oh
years ago.
Oh, my God. He's loving it.
He was making like 30 grand a year, some IT dude or something.
Why doesn't he? That's what's going on, right? He's just trying to perpetuate his crazy fucking lifestyle. He's driving a Ferrari?
In 2016, Trump cycled through campaign managers at a rapid clip. The only job security Parscale has comes from convincing Trump that he has built some magical machine.
Oh, my God.
Which no one else can understand or operate.
Right. He's convinced Donald Trump that Donald Trump is playing three-dimensional chess, right?
And he's that he is running all of these targeted Facebook ads, all these trolls, all these everything that's going to help him win. Give me another $1 million, Trump campaign. He's making millions. His company is making gazillions.
Right. And if they lose, it's not like he gives the money back.
No.
So he doesn't care.
No, he's a fee.
Does anybody ever suggest?
Get a bonus if they win.
Does anybody ever suggest that to Schittler? His kids?
Well, if he reads it, you know, he's paranoid.
Yeah. I mean, if it becomes a story, you know. Because he doesn't want to look like, so somebody like Trump, they don't want to look like a shill, right?
So we really don't have it's a really long article over at the Bulwark about.
Was that Bill Kristol wrote that?
How Brad, Jonathan Last, how Brad Parscale conned Donald Trump.
Yes.
What if the Trump campaign's digital operation is a Potemkin Death Star? Potemkin is in reference to the Potemkin village where they were worried about it getting invaded. So they put up fake.
Yeah. Like Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, my God.
And so, like, Brad Parscale may be just lying to Trump, going in there telling him, your poll numbers, don't believe that poll. I'm doing internal polling. It's showing this. Because what's it going to hurt him?
Yeah, you're right. Not one fucking thing.
Meanwhile, he can fleece Trump and that whole campaign for gazillions of dollars.
Yeah.
We really have to go quickly.
Holy shit.
Sorry about this, everyone. I got to go quickly. See you next week. Have a great weekend. Follow what Ryan's doing on social media. at Rated R Comedy, everywhere you go get your social media.
Follow the Very Funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great weekend. Stay safe, everybody. Bye-bye.
TTFN.
ScrollGuard is disposable and washable.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.